I could have sworn that it was him the other night, half caught and ancient, in a pillar of lamplight, his shriveled face twitching beneath his trilby, as he gawped at the girls squabbling and vomiting in the alleys behind the nightclub. Why did I blacken so many pages? So many grey, unyielding squares, he must have thought, as he listened to the couple rotting in the closed-down chip shop's doorway. Why did I lend my best years to the silence? He shuffled through the four-star pizza queue, sidestepped an embryonic, drunken scuffle, and mooched into the solidifying mist that spangled his glasses, his oversized 20s raincoat of no particular color. My windows are thin as the flimsiest copy paper. They cannot preserve the silences that flourish when our mouths connect, from the teeming hubbub of the clubbers disgorged onto Hanover Street. I hear the girls keening theatrically, vodka sobbing, and the slap-happy banter of the check-shirted boys. It is the sound of a schoolyard, of frustration. I listen for the rage in their brittle hilarity. Her body beside me is white as can be, imagined in this city of stains, as Prague after snowfall on a Czech dusk in November. It is unblemished as the empty page.